Dublin Port Company, has commenced a formal public consultation on the 3FM project. It's the third and final masterplan project needed to complete the development of Dublin Port and bring it to its ultimate and final capacity by 2040. The 3FM project is focused on Dublin Port lands on the Poolbeg Peninsula, on the south side of the bay, and will deliver 20% of the capacity required by 2040. Included in these hugely ambitious plans are a park with sport pitches, a potential strip for a Lewis line and seaside cycling lanes. A maritime village will also feature with enhanced water sport facilities for local rowing and sailing clubs. One of the main features is a new toll-free bridge over the River Liffey for large vehicles. While to improve the efficiency of the port, more berths are planned and a new area where ships can turn. The plans, which are the third and final phase, are now open to public consultation. It's hoped construction will start in 3 years and will be finished by 2040. Details of the 3FM project are available to view online at www.dublinport3fm.ie. Highlights of the 3FM project. The project has seven main elements. 1. A new 2.2 kilometers road called the Southern Port Access Road, SPAR. This will link the north and south port areas, and will include a 190 meters bridge, with a 45 meters lifting section to the east of the Tom Clark Bridge. This will take heavy goods traffic off local roads by providing a dedicated route for port traffic as well as other heavy goods traffic on the Poolbeg Peninsula. The SPAR will have a substantial, active travel, provision comprising cycle and pedestrian ways, as well as capacity for public transport to Poolbeg. 2. The development of the largest container terminal in Ireland in front of the ESB's Poolbeg power station. This terminal will have 650 meters of new deeper water berths at the east of the port and comprise a 9.1 hectare area for exports, area N, at the waterside, and the 5.9 hectare yard, area O, on the southern side of the Poolbeg Peninsula for imports. Altogether, this terminal will have the capacity to handle 353,000 units, 600,000 TEU, annually, more than twice the number of containers handled in all other ports in the country last year. 3. The relocation of container traffic to the east of the port will allow the construction of a major new Ro-Ro terminal just north of the Shaun Moor roundabout. This 12.6 hectare site will take trucks with containers, roll on, roll off, for the increasing volumes of traffic coming directly from Europe post-Brexit. This terminal will add significantly to national strategic Ro-Ro capacity. 4. A new 325 meters ship turning circle in front of Pigeon House Harbour. This has been the subject of extensive simulation modelling and will allow safe and efficient turning of 240 metres long ferries, the largest class of vessels. 5. A utility area of 1 hectare to accommodate services provided by others, including the district heating system to be provided from the Covanta waste to energy plant and other services for the proposed residential developments in Poolbeg. 6. A new maritime village, a modern sailing and rowing campus which will provide enhanced facilities for a range of users, including sailing and rowing clubs, Sea Scouts, the Nautical Trust, and local boat owners. The maritime village has been developed in consultation with local groups and will replace the current much smaller facilities, as well as improving opportunities to view port activities from the new waterside public plaza area. See attached image. 7. Extensive community facilities, including a 2.8 hectare port park and adjacent landscaped area, with 5G floodlit playing pitches and dog run. It will also see the provision of 5.5 kilometres of active cycle and pedestrian paths throughout the Poolbeg Peninsula, which, when linked to the planned active travel routes on the north side of the river, will provide over 16 kilometres of cycle and pedestrian paths. See attached image showing cycle, pedestrian way. A vital project for Ireland. Dublin Port is the facilitator of economic growth in Ireland, and the master plan is based on maximising Dublin Port's capacity up to 2040. Dublin Port Company has previously highlighted that new port facilities will be needed elsewhere on the east coast to cater for increased port demand after that point. Without 3FM, Dublin Port would reach its capacity much earlier, perhaps by 2030, prompting the risk of a national port capacity shortage. 3FM is seen as a project of national strategic importance, and it is mandated through Project Ireland 2040, National Ports Policy, and as part of the National Development Plan 2021 to 2030. It is expected that a planning application for 3FM will be made to and board play on Ulla in summer 2023, and based on a start date in 2026, the target completion date for the overall project is 2039. Port City Integration. Commenting on the 3FM project, Dublin Port Chief Executive Barry O'Connell said, "We are very pleased to be progressing the 3FM project, which literally means third and final project of Masterplan 2040. Growth in volumes has been driven by a vibrant economy which has resulted in an increase in household consumption but also a hugely successful export sector. Exports now account for 40% of all movements through the port, with at least some of the 60% of imports also comprising of raw materials later to be exported. With the value of exports up to 3.5 times that of imports, it is clear to see how important the export sector is to the economy and indeed, how successful the state's FDI strategy has been. Dublin Port, whilst having no direct influence on demand, has a critical role to play in facilitating this economic growth, which is why the 3FM project is of critical importance as we look to a future of continued economic prosperity. Dublin Port will need to maximise capacity within its existing footprint for an annual throughput of 3.1 million trailers and containers by 2040. The 3FM project will deliver 20% of this capacity through the largest low-low terminal in Ireland, 353,000 containers per annum, and a new Ro-Ro freight terminal, 252,000 freight trailers per annum. Dublin Port Company takes a generational approach to development at the port. Large infrastructure projects take up to 20 years from inception to completion. We know what we have to deliver on to enable Ireland's growth up to 2040 and beyond, and our expert team has been actively engaged in delivering the master plan for more than 10 years now. The ABR project is coming close to completion, and we are pleased to have recently commenced the MP2 project on our northern lands. The master plan would be unable to progress without the support of all of our stakeholders and the early conversations in 2021 on 3FM. Particularly with the statutory agencies, the major utilities already in Poolbeg, and our local communities were extremely important in shaping our plans to this stage. We look forward to even greater engagement in the weeks ahead. Enhanced amenities for local citizens are central to our planning, and the wonderful amenities at Port Park, the Maritime Village, and all along the additional 5 kilometres of active travel routes will open up the waterside in new ways to Dubliners and help deepen understanding of the huge contribution the everyday work of the port brings to enable all of our work and home lives. Port city integration is a major objective of Dublin Port Company, and 3FM will link in seamlessly with our other important projects in strengthening that vital connection between the port and the people it serves. Quote dot.